The hurricane, 3 days no power, eating the freezer. The tower falling exactly as forecast, and the neighbors showing up on your porch before the winds even fully stopped. The lights have been out 3 days, and the whole block's generator is running one shared extension cord to 4 different houses. And somehow, somewhere in the middle of the actual crisis, this turned into a genuinely great time, everybody's freezer meat getting grilled at once, a party built entirely out of necessity and spoilage. It's not that the disaster wasn't real. It's that the recovery revealed something that was hiding underneath the routine the whole time, how much people actually show up for each other when the routine's gone. Today might have you finding real good in the middle of real disruption, not denial, just the honest discovery that hard circumstances sometimes surface a closeness that comfort never would have. Let yourself enjoy it without guilt. The tower falling doesn't cancel the cookout. What may cross your path? An inconvenient disruption to your routine ends up producing an unexpectedly good, connective moment. Resources get pooled and shared in a way that feels more generous than the circumstances required. You find yourself genuinely enjoying a situation you'd normally categorize as a hardship. A crisis reveals a closeness or resourcefulness in the people around you that ordinary days never would have. Enjoy the good that surfaces from the disruption without guilt. The hardship is real, and so is the cookout. Your mantra, even the wreckage can feed the block.